Moncrief on News Talk.
It's become a bit of a thing across social media where people outline what they eat in a day, usually to demonstrate how healthy and svelte they are, which could be construed as a not-so-subtle undermining of the idea of body positivity. So British woman Christy Collins is hitting back with her series, What a Fat Girl Eats in a Day. Christy, good afternoon to you.
Hiya, you're right.
Not too bad. When did you start seeing these What I Eat in a Day posts?
So I saw like loads of people doing that about 5 years ago, and I didn't realise that, like, I didn't see anyone doing like What a Fat Girl Eats in a Day. So I thought, let me jump on this trend and do like what I'm eating in a day. And I've made a series out of it that I've been doing for like nearly 5 years now. Yeah.
Yeah. And so, but the videos that you were, the other videos you were seeing, what things were they eating? What kind of message were they sending, do you think?
Well, they were just like, they were just eating anything like throughout a day, and their comments seemed to be just like normal. And then as soon as I put my comments, like as soon as I posted my videos, the comments were just like trolls, loads of trolls. And then some people were just like supportive of it as well. But I was just trying to get the message across that it doesn't matter like your size, like people eat different things. And just because what you eat doesn't mean make your size. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Why do people put up what they eat in a day anyway? What's the point of that?
It's just like entertainment for people. People like to see relatable things online. So I think it's good to see people just like showing you what you eat and people's lifestyle. They like to relate to that.
Yeah. But what you're putting up, in the sense of what food you're eating, is it distinctly different to all the other videos? Are you eating anything out of the ordinary?
I mean, not necessarily. No, I eat like just normal, regular diet. Like, well, sometimes I eat like takeaways. Sometimes it just depends on my lifestyle, which I think everyone's diet changes around their lifestyle anyway.
Yeah, yeah. And so, but you have deliberately called it What a Fat Girl Eats in a Day. So you are kind of being a bit provocative here.
Yeah, I think for social media, you need a hook on a video to catch people's attention straight away. So I thought that would be a good one to catch people's attention. And I'm also trying to change the stigma around like fat people and the word fat as well, because, yeah, I'm big, but it doesn't change anything else about me. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. And so you say you're getting hate about this. What kind of hate?
Well, it depends, really. I get sometimes it's really bad. I get like threats and stuff, but most of the time it's just people like insulting my size. But I also get a lot of support, and a lot of people come to me and say that I've given them confidence and stuff, so I like to see that I'm supporting people.
Yeah. And in what way do you feel you're supporting them?
I get messages a lot of the time, because I do a lot of fashion videos and lifestyle videos and travel videos. I just get messages from people saying I've given them confidence to wear a dress to a family wedding, wear a crop top, feel more confident on holiday, not hide away in themselves. So I think I've built a really nice community that way.
Yeah. And can you keep going with this? Because I assume you're just going to run out of things to eat.
I mean, well, I've done it. When I started doing it, I was bigger. I was 28 stone, but I've lost 10 stone since then. And I've shown people throughout my diet that I haven't restricted myself at all. And I've just literally followed my body's intuition with eating. And I think people have seen that. And I've continued to film loads of things, travel, lifestyle. I was recently over in Dublin, filmed food over there. So I think there's just so many places it can go, really.
Yeah. And how did you manage to lose the 10 stone?
I just followed my body's intuition. I started making myself more busy. I just ate what I wanted when I was hungry, but stopped. Like, I learned to stop when I wasn't. I lost weight by moving and just fueling my body with good things. And just, it wasn't just the food that changed. It was my whole lifestyle that changed.
Right. Okay. So so what were you doing before that you've stopped doing to lose the 10 stone?
Well, I was working night shifts for 5 years. So I think that like had made the weight go on. I won't lie to you. But after that, I moved to Canada, which was great. I lived there for 3.5 years, and I'm heading back there hopefully in September. So I just think a full lifestyle change was like needed for myself. Like I used to think so down about myself, and I just started to change the way I talked to myself. I started to change the way I looked at myself, and then the weight just fell off naturally. It wasn't something I was looking for on the scales. It was more about a feeling inside myself.
Right. Okay. If you just felt different about yourself, you just lose weight.
Yeah. Well, it's not just losing weight. It was everything around losing weight, like my lifestyle. Like, I changed the way I was thinking about myself, the way I was stressing, the way I was looking after myself, and doing little changes every day led to a big change at the end.
Okay. Is that an ongoing process for you now?
Yeah, like I think I've made the changes. So people, like, I live in Canada, so when I come back to England, people are like, oh, you've lost weight. But I don't notice it now because I'm just naturally walking more, eating less, drinking more water because I want to, because I'm like looking more after myself, you know?
Yeah.
But it doesn't mean I don't keep, like, I still eat McDonald's. If you look at my page, I was over at Supermax and I got everything that I wanted to try. So I'm not restricting myself at all, but I'm just like following my body's intuition, really.
Yeah. Okay. And so, but do you feel that there's a kind of like a natural weight you should be, and you'll kind of feel it in your body, I mean, when you reach there?
Well, I don't know, really. It just depends on a feeling. Like right now, I've lost like 150 pounds and I feel a lot better than I did before because I have more energy and stuff. But the doctors will say I have to be like 11 stone or something for the BMI. But I think that would be too small for me. I've never been that weight, like since my whole adult life, at least. So I just think I'm fully following what my body feels like.
Yeah. And when you which Supermax did you go to?
The one near the Primark there on the street. I don't know where it was. It was up by Primark anyway.
All right, yeah. So it was in Dublin then, was it?
Yeah, it was in town, yeah.
Yeah, okay, right, okay. That's not really the home of Supermax. You have to go to the west of Ireland.
That's where we're from originally, Cork. And my granddad's from Kilkenny.
And so what did you have in Supermax?
I got the chicken burger with the curry fries, cheesy curry fries.
Yeah. And what did you
think? Yeah, so good. Yeah, it's brilliant. I actually love it. That video done great as well.
Yeah. Do you do a lot of that, traveling around to different places and eating?
Yeah, I think that makes such good videos as well, because people are interested in other people's like food and culture. So going to other cities, countries, traveling the food and filming it all is so fun. And it's really great to like meet people from the places that give you recommendations. I was staying in Dorky, because that's where my dad lives. And it was so nice. Everyone from Dorky was commenting, helping me, telling me where to go and like try different spots.
Yeah. Yeah, but did you, like, you were in Dorky and you just headed straight for Supermax, or did you eat anything in Dorky when you were there?
I had to go to Supermax because that's like, when I go to Ireland, I have to get a Supermax. It's like my favourite thing to get in from Ireland.
Right.
So I had to go there, but we went down to Finnegan's Pub. We went to a few different spots there. I can't remember all of them off the top of my head now, but it's a lovely town. I went to a few places around that town as well.
Yeah. Okay. But did you try coddle or any traditional Irish food, or what's supposed to be traditional Irish food?
Oh yeah, I've tried coddle and soda bread. I love soda bread.
Mm. So of all the places you've travelled to, Christy, what's your favourite? What's the favourite food?
The favourite food. Well, in Canada, poutine's obviously great and the bacon over there is amazing. So that's great. And then I feel like the American like barbecue food and the like state fairs they have over there with them foods are really fun to film and try. And then like European stuff. I really want to get over to Thailand at some point to try all the food over there in the street markets. I think they'll make amazing videos.
Okay. Will you continue to make videos about food, do you think, or might you change?
Well, I do food, I do lifestyle and travel. Like, I gained quite a lot of followers when I moved over to Canada because I just documented my life and I'm just quite like authentic with just, I just pick up the camera and film whatever I'm doing. So I think that's what people follow, really, me, rather than the stuff I post. You know, people are invested in my journey and my travel.
Right. Okay. So do you think it doesn't matter what you're doing, that people, it's you really that the whole thing's about, the whole project?
Well, I feel like I've built a community, so I don't really have I've put on my bio that I don't really have a niche because I can pick up the camera and post anything and I hope people like see it and they do like it and engage with it. So I think people have like got to know me now through the videos that went viral and I post like vlogs, a lot of home stuff. They know about my life and like my family and friends and what I'm up to. And I work with like, I've done like makeup things. I'm doing partnerships at the moment with like Rimmel and stuff. So I really like branch out to different things. I was in a TV commercial in Canada with A&W, you know, the burgers and the root beer. I'm in a TV commercial right now that's still running over there. So that's cool. So I've done a few different things.
Right. Christy, thanks very much. That's fascinating. Thanks very much for speaking with us today. That was Christy Collins there.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.